Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, by the end of the day, my understanding is that there's a meeting in Charlottesville to address the concerns of a group of people who are the descendants of slaves who have decided that anything that has a connection to a slave owner in Virginia must be erased. I mean, it doesn't matter whether you wrote the Declaration of Independence. It doesn't matter whether you were a part of the founding of America and the documents and the philosophy that ultimately allowed freedom to blossom all across the country. You are to be erased if you had anything to do with slavery. Dr. Anne McLean is a noted art historian and archivist, and has a great deal of respect for the founding fathers. I think an objective, honest assessment of who they were in their time. And she joins us this morning. So, Anne, what is happening in Charlottesville today with the Jefferson Madison Regional Library? Give me an update on that.
Good morning, John.
Good morning.
There's a meeting at 3 p.m. at the Northeast branch of the library, and they've got it on the agenda to just discuss this, because this one individual who is part of the Equity Center at UVA, the University of Virginia, and she has, as you said, I think she pretty much wants to abort the name of Thomas Jefferson from the library, and Madison too, which is just a travesty. So we're going up there with some friends and myself, and lots of letters have been written, and if anyone is listening who'd like to send a quick email, they can do that to the director at jmrl.org.
Director at JMRL,
which is the Jefferson Madison Regional Library.org. So it's pretty easy. Okay. Director at JMRL.org.
Yes, I'm looking, Anne, at this lady, Myra Anderson, who is the director of a group called Reclaimed Roots. And she's quoted in the Daily Progress as saying, "Our library has remained silent and continued to bear the name of two slave owners. We believe the library is long overdue for a name change, and that maintaining a bad name of a white supremacist is maintaining white supremacy in a space that is supposed to feel inclusive and equitable." That seems like a pretty extreme position to me. What is your reaction to that?
She is just right in line with a lot of what you have talked about earlier with Mark Dickinson and all of this Antifa disruption. It's really a Marxist push, and our society really needs to understand that this has all been part of the playbook going way back to the 30s. I recommend The Devil and Karl Marx by Paul Kengor. I was reading that over the weekend. But they said that the bourgeoisie or the middle class, upper class will have to be put to sleep. They will try to do this. The capitalist countries, stupid and decadent, will rejoice to cooperate in their own destruction. They will jump at the chance to be friends. As soon as their guard is down, we will smash them with our clenched fist. That was from the Lenin School. Mm-hmm. That's part of the playbook. And
that's why you see these clenched fists. You know,
everywhere.
The BLM symbol is not some symbol of overcoming adversity. It's about smashing the hell out of you.
Right. And there's been a lot of good letters sent. We can understand, and, you know, slavery, chattel slavery is a blot, but the Jefferson was prevented by law. He was a law-abiding citizen. He was not allowed at the time to release his laborers out because they would probably starve. There were lots of things at that time. It would be inhumane, really, to just cast them out. They felt, you know, but,
Well, I think it's an interesting conversation to have about the dynamic of the time in which Jefferson lived, instead of judging Jefferson by today's standards right. where we all would agree. I've not heard anybody come on and say slavery was right, slavery was just, this is okay. I don't think people believe that. But are we going to take one of the great thinkers of our time, of our history, of American history, and are we going to erase him from existence? And I think you're on to something here, and it's not just us speculating, it's very clearly written, that the effort to erase Thomas Jefferson is not just about Thomas Jefferson and whatever flaws he may have had. It is a part of a larger movement to erase American history so that it can be collapsed, so that the country could be collapsed and rebuilt with the Marxist philosophy. And I'm pleased that you're standing up against it. Now, in the interest of full disclosure here, I'm not neutral on this. I sent a letter denouncing this name change over the group that I have started called the Virginia Council, where we're not putting up with this kind of stuff anymore. So I'm not a neutral person in all of this. I think it's a terrible idea. I just wanted to, Anne, you've been studying it since you're going to be there. I wanted to make sure that that people have an appreciation for what happened. So at 3 o'clock today, this meeting occurs, and is there a vote, or is this just a conversation, or what do we expect to happen?
We'll see. You know, I think the director wrote me back and said, you know, hey, it's just the fact that someone suggested this, so he's kind of downplaying the seriousness of it. But as we look historically through how the left works, it's incremental. It's infiltration, and a lot of times they've set it up, just like Nancy Pelosi when she, you know, Christmas Eve, you've got to pass the bill to find out what's in it. You know, these sudden surprise, efforts that take everyone by surprise. So that's the modus operandi. That is, we know this happens all the time. It's not funny. It is really not, not laughing, anymore, because they're not trustworthy. It's a very much a game of pretense, and they're just not worthy of our trust. They pretend to have a dialogue or give a survey or something.
Yeah,
the fix is in and behind the scenes. So we're trying to get up there, and Jefferson's ideas were so fantastic. No one would have the freedoms we have. Our entire United States wouldn't be the way it is. It's a fine, wonderful country that has brought so many. I mean, that's why people are pouring in, which they should do legally, not illegally.
And
it's because of Jefferson and Madison. And so libraries are supposed to be places where you learn and you dig into the truth. It's not just a soundbite.
Yeah.
So this is in so many ways so nonsensical.
Well, this is one of those moments where I would say sending an email is important. And for everybody who sits here and moans and groans and complains about what's happening to our culture, give me the email address again for people who are listening who would like to weigh in on this issue. It's director.
Yes. Director at jmrl.org. Doesn't matter about capital. Yeah,
okay.
So that stands for Jefferson Madison Regional Library.org.
And if you do a Google search, you'll find the stories about this. This is moving kind of behind the scenes to try to strip Thomas Jefferson and James Madison's names off of buildings, erase them from history, denigrate and denounce them. I mean, if we want to have a conversation about slavery, sure, let's have that conversation. But are we really going to allow one of the greatest Virginians, one of the greatest Americans, one of the greatest thinkers of all time, who ushered in an era of freedom and prosperity that we should embrace and improve upon, to be erased from our society? My answer is no. Dr. Anne McLean, I appreciate you coming on and talking to us about this.
Thank you, John. We appreciate you too.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.